All right, we are back again. We want our caller to call back in. Brother Marcus, please call back in. My brother, we are waiting on you. We got people all over the world. The call-in number is 619-924-0872. 619-924-0872. Brother Marcus, we are not waiting no longer. We want to hear your voice. Welcome to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show.
Hey, can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear.
Oh, there you are. Yes, yes.
Welcome to our show, my brother. You know, I don't know if you heard my intro with you. We had a little technical difficulty going on here, but you go to my live stream. You hear this perfect. I mean, man, I brought you in like you was the President of the United States of America, like you was Barack Obama. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I gave you all kind of roses, all kind of Escalades, and I rolled out the carpet for you, man. I let people know, don't mess with this brother, man, okay? This is the only brother that I know, maybe other than two or three in the city, that can call me, and I stop in my tracks and stop, and I go.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Respect. Much respect, much love.
Tell us what's happening in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood right now because we have opportunity. You know, and right now what we're doing is Freshman Unified, led by the A4 Department and Wendy McCulley, have put together a springboard reading program for the summer for our students here in Fresno Unified School District. And the best part about it, this program is primarily focused for Black students to be able to help them with their reading, to get them back on track, to be able to close the literacy gap for our students, to be able to get them where they need to be, you know, on a reading level, on grade level, and allowing them to be able to, you know, to be able to do, you know, to make all those next steps that they need to take after that, because reading is the building block, it's the foundation. You can't, even if you have a math problem, you can't solve your word problems without being able to read and comprehend the problem and have an understanding of what's going on. And that's the type of stuff that they're going to be able to teach at this program. So I'm very happy today to be able to, you know, to share this information with Fresno, with your viewers nationwide, you know, to be able to make sure they know about the program. If they can get in it, make sure they get in the program. Or if they see something that they like, that they would like to have in their city, make sure they talk to their school board and make sure they hold them accountable to do the same, because we're having success for our students here in Fresno.
Well, you know, Brother Marcus, again, I apologize. I was having a little technical difficulty here with the board. I was able to get you on, but I know our president, Ms. Allen Reed, was trying to get in. I don't know if she's going to call back in or not, but, you know, you get a chance to go back and listen to the live stream. Because our board did not pick up our conversation. But what I was telling our listening audience here in West Fresno and across the world, national and international, was that, you know, I had a friend of mine who was a principal at Carver Elementary before they tore down to Allen, call back in. We was having trouble with the board, but please call back in, Allen. I co-host with her on Thursday nights with the West Fresno Democratic Club. But what was interesting was that one day we were having lunch and it looked like something was bothering him. And he said, you know, Harris, he said, I did a reading test at the school. And he said, you know, and it just bothers me that the amount of kids passed the test. And Carver was like from first grade to eighth grade or something like that. And he says, well, how many children do you think pass? I said, well, 200. He said, no. He says, I said, well, 150. He says, no. I said, 100. He said, no. I says, 50. He says, no. I says, 30. He says, no. I says, well, 20. He says, no, I gave up. I said, well, how many kids passed the test out of 250 kids? He's only three passed the test. The reading test. Okay?
Yes.
What our people don't understand, Brother Marcus, is that if our children do not know how to read by the age of third and fourth grade, a prison cell is being built for them here in California.
You're absolutely right. Yes,
this is how serious this is that you and Wendy is working on right now. And I would think that, you know, we have to educate our people about we have to invest in our children, right?
Of course.
Just as well
and
as
that's
we
actually,
invest. Go ahead.
And that's actually why, like, for me, my kids, I took my kids to the reading program last year. Now, they came into the program. They were about, I would say about 2.0 students. It's no C average. They were doing the best they could. I took them to the program, and they were intense with these kids. They made sure they were focused on each aspect of reading throughout the program. They were talking about fluidity. Are you reading, at a normal speed? Or are you reading word by word choppily? Are you comprehending what you're reading? Do you understand the context of what's going on? And that's what the majority of the students right now in Fresno Unified, and actually I would say probably, California-wide, are dealing with. Because right now we have huge lists of students that are coming in showing that they're testing, 2 to 3 grade levels below where they're supposed to be right now here in Fresno. And as you said, I'm talking about, it seems like we're taking like 300 out of this school, 400 out of that school. We're taking like chunks of majority of our black students are not on grade level. That's why we were able to get the push to get this program put in place. Now, last year it was a pilot program, which I put my kids in. Like I said before, they had about a 2.0 GPA. Each of my kids have already been on a roll since being in that program. And like I said, I feel like the big difference is their excitement about reading. Their excitement because they understand what's going on. It's not something that they have to fight through. It's something now that they can enjoy, and they found enjoyment. And then what they did was they gave them books to get through about the reading program that's on their grade level, whatever grade they're in. And so they're not going off of what grade they're in anymore. They're like, well, whatever grade level you are right now, just build you up.
Right.
And that's what I feel like is like the big difference with this program. But we need to expand the program. We need to get more opportunities for more students. Right now we were given, I think it was about 600 slots available for students. But the problem is we don't have enough black students that are getting enrolled in the program. And
Brother
if we can't
Marcus,
get more enrollment.
Brother Marcus, I want to be very intentional right now because my daughter Chanel Harris is on watching us live stream right now. Hello, baby. And I brought this up today about the reading program, and she says, Dad, there's a reading program at Fresno State, and it costs some money, and da da da. I said, baby, I said, money is hard to come by, so when we got something free. Let's take advantage of the free first, okay? And I said, baby, it's perfect timing because, Brother Marcus and Wendy and Brother Unified is trying to get this program up and going. And this is for African-American children. Now, am I right or am I wrong?
You're absolutely right, sir. Yes, this is for African-American children. The program is headed by African-American Academic Acceleration Department. Within Fresno Unified, led by Wendy Kelly.
Brother Marcus, I'd like to ask a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is Aline, and I'm the chair of the West Fresno Democratic Club, but I'm not calling in that capacity. I just want folks to know who I am because I usually do a show on Thursday with the Reverend. But my question is, what have you and Wendy found that our black children are actually getting from pre-K and preschool? What are they getting from those classes to get them ready? Because it just seems to me that I thought that they were already learning their alphabet, the building blocks of language, and learning about phonics and things like that. So have you all found that is just not happening for our kids?
Well, I also, with my time, I've been working with Fresno Unified. I was also at one point a part of the A4 Task Force. Now, the A4 Task Force was a group that was brought together of various people throughout Fresno that have interest in the school system, whether they were within Fresno Unified or outside and the different private entities. But we specifically were trying to root out those type of issues to find out what's going on, what's happening. And we asked the students directly. And at one point, I actually had a lot of them were students that had been in Fresno Unified their entire life and also graduated from Fresno Unified. Many of those students were saying that, I'm going to try to quote as best I can because I wasn't expecting to talk about this, but one of the students, he mentioned this, he told a story. He went to Edison, right? And he was very, very well, doing very well in school. He had good grades and he wanted to take AP class. He wanted to get ahead. He showed up to the class and the teacher told him, "Oh, I'm sorry, you must be in the wrong classroom." Upon coming into the classroom. Now, things like this does happen. Because
they do.
People have their biases that they automatically have. Sometimes they're not aware, sometimes they are, whatever. I'm not going into intent. But what they did figure out what this was going on with the situation. The student ended up just taking a different class because he didn't want to take the class
right.
that teacher knew.
I don't blame him.
So it's just it's a lot of things that where things just fall between the cracks, and it seems to largely affect our students. But what we need to do is, as a community, we need to take – instead of us complaining about the situation, let's get our hands in there and get our hands dirty and start fixing it.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, one thing that I found, because I used to tutor reading for many, many years and actually worked as a reading instructor in the early 90s at Upward Bound at Fresno State. And I just want to say I had three sets of students and, many of those kids were functionally illiterate in my number one level class. And I'm trying to figure out how these kids made it through. Well, we all know that the kids get pushed through. But what I wanted to say is this, and then I'm going to be quiet and listen to you and Reverend Harris. It seems to me, that, especially when it comes to reading, that every few years the professional educators want to change up how they teach reading. Now, the last time I actually worked for a school district was Central Unified many years ago in Madison, and I was a teaching assistant, and I actually pulled kids out of their classrooms for 30 minutes to an hour a day and worked with them on a whole reading program. That was the thing in the early, whole reading, where the kids, they learned their phonics, and then they wrote their own stories, and they were able to read their own stories because they already knew the plot line and knew what the words represented for them. So I'm saying all this to say it seems as though public schools or kids are being used as guinea pigs. And if our kids are already going in ill-equipped, there's no way that they can succeed. So I'm just going to leave that out there, and then I want to listen to the both of you.
Well, I'll say this. When it comes to our students, it's not so much – well, I don't know if it's – It's definitely systematic how things continuously happen because you have to call things systematic once you see the same result over and over and over again. So I'm going to definitely use that word. It becomes very systematic because it gives you a very predictable result at the end where you have a lot of these students that aren't, like Reverend said earlier, if they're not reading on grade level by third grade, they're already getting you ready for a prison. I'm also working right now at Phoenix Secondary, where we have a lot of students that are struggling with reading, and it's something that's really difficult when you got to think about it. That's junior high up. But what I've noticed what happens is a lot of these students are being classified as bad, and they're getting kicked out of the class, and they're missing class.
Right.
Or they're a lot of times I've seen teachers, they don't come to the aid of black students the way they come to the aid of other students. And in a way of where I've seen, for example, I had actually it was a TA on campus. He said he told some students in a class to put their phones away, which of course I 100% agree. Put your phones away. Pay attention. But then the students said, well, what about those other students that have their phones out right now? And I feel like there's this moments like that where they look at our students. Okay, those students are the ones that are going to be doing the bad stuff. They're the ringleaders.
Right.
And they constantly get classified as that. And they're like, if I could take care of this one, they'll call them the whole bunch down. So then they make our students scapegoat to get them out of the class to be able to supposedly create a peaceful environment for themselves. And it's just it's frustrating because you need to have teachers that understand how to work with our students. And I think the only
that's
way to
a
do
hard
that
slog.
Black teachers getting in the schools, black people need to go into education because we need to change the teachers out in some cases where maybe if they had a black teacher to be able to talk to or to actually, because it makes a big difference when you see, you know, your own likenesses being educated, doing well. No, and not just playing sports. They're actually being smart is cool and it's fun.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Mhm. Well said.
Well, we like to welcome everybody to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show here in Fresno, California. I'm just gonna read something, and Brother Marcus, I'd like you to kind of expound on this because I think that. You know, when it comes to African-American students here in Fresno, let me put this disclaimer out there that we do not have one male principal in Fresno Unified School District, which is the second or third largest school district in California. We do not have one black male principal nowhere in the third largest school district in the state of California. Now, I believe that that's very intentional, okay? And I don't want to turn the show on a negative note, but I think it's important to give some frameworks here when we start talking about black males, okay? Because we have to understand that my son is a black male, and he need his black father or his black uncle or his black nephew or whoever. He needs something black that's male that he can identify with, right? So that that's not to take away from our women. Our women do a wonderful job with our children, okay? A wonderful job. So I don't want any of our women to think that I'm downplaying them. I'm not doing that at all. Please, please don't think I'm doing that. But what the problem is that I see from, this is only my perspective, is that we have a lack of black males in our community, in our households, trying to change that narrative that the only time that black males is going to be successful in this community, they're just, you know, the women have to raise them. Well, you know, my daughter, right, there are certain things I can't teach my daughter, okay? I'm just keeping it real. You know, I don't know nothing about monthly stuff. I don't know nothing about cramps. I don't know nothing about that. Okay, that's her mother's job to teach her, okay? All right. Now, when it comes to our black males, we need black men in the public school system to teach our black males. My son went to Jackson Elementary for about 3 or 4 years. There was not one black person on that campus. And I'm even talking all the way down to the person that threw out the trash. So how is it that my son can identify with someone who is successful that's black if there's no one there that he can look in the mirror and say, oh, I want to be like him. I want to be like this principal. I want to be like this VP. I want to be a superintendent.
See, and I 100% agree with you. That's why there are certain schools that do have a lot more success with black students. Like, for example, Bullard does have vice principal, a female vice principal, Shalita Grayson, who has been an outstanding advocate for everything that we're doing with the boys to be able to give them opportunities with a bus tour to San Francisco University. They also went to Merced University and Fresno State. No, so they're and also what she did was she She understood exactly what you're talking about. She made it very clear. You need black men on campus. So what she did was she brought in United Black Men to work with the boys on campus. So it took that type of leadership and somebody that was in position to be able to create the opportunity. And see, and that's what we need to start thinking. We start thinking as a group, as the whole, opposed to as the individual. You know what I'm saying? As a community, opposed to just us, you know, thinking that it's just about me or I. No, it's about
and
me and us.
This is one of the things that we're going to talk about at the Progressive Black Summit that's happening in October 26th and 27th, because our guest speaker, who is a juvenile law expert, is going to be talking about how we can disrupt this school-to-prison pipeline. And we need to do this as a community. I said I was going to be quiet, but I had to just slip that little bit in. Yes.
Brother Marcus,
of course,
real quick. Brother Marcus, real quick, I want you to talk about something, because I think that when it comes to our African-American males in our community, that we get shortchanged when we start talking about doing things positive. Now, you told me something today that I didn't even know, and
yes, sir.
I'm going to pull it up here on the screen. I'm going to try to read it, because I think it's important that the community here know that we do have positive children that is doing positive things in the community. But we never hear about it. The only thing we hear about is the drive-by shooting. The only thing we hear about, there was a raid. The only thing we hear about when it comes to black children is that, they're thugs. So let's look at this right now.
Yes.
Last summer, Fresno Unified students outpaced national expectations, ranking number one in the nation with an average 4.9 months reading gain, beating Oakland, San Francisco, Baltimore, New York, and other big cities. My brother, explain what I just said.
So, yes. So the Springboard program I told you about, it was a pilot last year, was only – they only opened it up to certain cities because they just wanted to see if it worked, to see how they could track the success and so on and so forth. And we became part of pilot because Wendy decided, you know, she reached out to them and partnered up for this. So that, so A4 department was a part of this as well. But, yes, they beat all the other schools. We're talking about Baltimore, New York – other big cities, San Francisco, L.A., and D.C. I mean, they did their thing. And what they were measuring was their growth from when they first came in, from day one, which is the first day was they tested to see where they stood, how they were doing. You know, so that way we can have as accurate as numbers as possible. They went through the five-week course. And at the end of the five-week course, on the last, 3 days of the program, they tested to make sure all the kids got the test in and everything got done, so just in case there's any absences or whatever. But by the time it was all said and done, our students not only beat the expected growth rate that they had, which was supposed to be about 2 to 3 months of growth in their reading, they beat that and they got all the way up to a 4.9, which was actually double what they were expected. And the closest school, I think, was they were only about a three-month growth was the closest school. So we actually we destroyed it. And actually this year we're trying to do it again because we want to go back and do it one more time, because they've actually expanded the program. So it's more schools, more cities, and we want to be able to continue to be number one for the Springboard Summer Literacy Program.
That's wonderful.
So Brother Marcus, here I'm just reading what's on the flyer right now. For those of you who is watching Facebook right now, those who follow me, support me, I won't get into something that's, flaky or funky like that. But this is something that's dear to me because I have great grandchildren. I have sons. And it's important that you get involved in this program. It's free. F-R-E-E, free. Okay, you don't even have to pay for it. All right.
So I'm gonna as a matter of fact, Reverend, let me add in real quick.
Go ahead. I'm just getting excited right over here. I'm just getting excited eating some Lay's chips. Go ahead.
Okay, so not only is it free, they're going to feed the kids breakfast. They're going to feed the kids lunch. So you're going to be able to have, so that's two meals knocked out for you. On top of that, they're going to get their reading lessons that they need. Students that complete the program are going to get backpacks, school supplies.
Wow.
And the students that actually reach a certain level of growth on their reading levels will actually, because they have to earn it, will be able to get a free iPad at the end of the program.
Wow. That's awesome.
My kids have been rocking their springboard backpacks all year, and they ready for some new ones.
Hey, do they take adults? Can I go? Hey, listen, everyone. My day starts like 4 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes I lay my head down to like 11 o'clock, 12. But I'm out here researching, trying to do, you know, build in our community. I'm going to give you the phone number. If you have a student entering kindergartner to eighth grade in the 2019-2020 school year and would like to participate, please, please contact the A4 office at 559-457-3574 to reserve a spot for your beautiful black royal king son.
One more time.
Let me repeat that. See, if I was in church, I'd say, can the church say amen? All right. If you have a student entering kindergarten to eighth grade in the 2019-2020 school year and would like to participate, please, please, please contact the A4 office at, this is the phone number I'm about to give you, so get your pen and paper, pencil, or screenshot it, or whatever you got to do, because I'm going to call Marcus tomorrow, and so I want to know how many people called in after our show yesterday, so I'm going to ask him. 559-457-3574. I'm going to say it again. 559-457-3574 to reserve a spot for our beautiful, wonderful, brilliant King black children in West Fresno. This is for
don't forget our queens now.
Okay.
Don't forget our queens now. I got two daughters, right, and I got about four nieces. Whoa.
All right. So now this is the whole village.
Whole village.
See, Brother Marcus, this is what has happened to the black our race of people in this nation. See, the old folks said it took a village to raise a child. Our village has been dismantled. Our village has been destroyed.
Come on.
But just like how our ancestors built Black Wall Street, I'm sure that they were teaching each other how to read. Because there was an old saying, if you want to hide something from a Negro, put it in a book.
Put it in a book.
But see, you're changing that narrative, Brother Marcus.
Absolutely.
You're changing that mindset to say, hey, you know what? We're not going to be scared of a book. Bring the books on.
Exactly. You know what? I'm going to have to quote one of my brothers on this one. Aaron Foster told me this. He's like, look, know what I'm saying? I'm just a vessel. I'm just a piece just trying to do my part. You know, because there's many, many people that come together to bring this whole thing together, you know, to make sure that these programs exist. Like, I'm talking about late nights, you know, hours off of work and on work, you know what I'm saying? Sleepless days, going back and forth, talking to whoever they need to talk to make sure we had to fight every step of the way to make sure we got this going, to gain the support we needed to be able to make this happen. And I have to thank the people that were our supporters, Bob Nelson, Keisha Thomas, Terry Edwards, there's many people that came to put this together. Along with, of course, Wendy was at the lead with Brittany at her side. So we did our thing, office, we worked our butts off. And what the best reward we can get for everything we did is a strong enrollment from our community. We have one reading program this summer at Lincoln for elementary students. It's right there, right in the heart of the West Side.
Yes, it is.
We have Latoya Tatum over there, one of the VPs over there who is handling business, making sure that we get our students in this program. So we have support on the outside, inside, and at the school board office. We just need to go out here and do our thing as a community and get these students in this program.
I have to say, Brother Marcus, everything that you described as a listener, as a part of the community, I'm listening to this and I'm comparing it to other reading programs that I just heard about on the news this morning. The public library, they do their thing every year. But you all got stuff. Not only do you have dedicated staff, but you have stuff for the children to obtain, and they're being fed a nutritious meal, during the day. You can't beat that with a stick. You cannot beat that.
We're even throwing in transportation. If you do your own early enrollment right now, we're setting up the bus schedule right now as we speak.
Wow.
Based on the early enrollment. If you get early enrolled, we will send the bus to a school near you to pick up your kids, take them to the program, and take them back to you to be able to pick them up back at the
Lord
original school.
Lord, have mercy. You know what I see, Brother Marcus? In 5 years, less than that, we're going to need a bookstore. I mean a real bookstore Southwest Fresno. Because it's going to belie everything that we've been told, this whole narrative about black people books. I was an English major. So, see, you understand where I'm coming from on the reading tip.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Need a bookstore, a real live bookstore, downtown, Southwest Fresno needs a bookstore. And why? Because our children love books, all kinds of books. And I was told, and I tell people, because I tutored for a long time, I'm telling people, look, parents are complaining, their kids are having problems. I'm like, look, it's not the child's fault if the child cannot read. The teacher does not know how to teach. They have to modify what they need to do to get this child interested. If the child is interested in basketball, we'll get him some basketball books to learn how to read on. And I say that because my two older nephews, I'm going to say that. I'm really trying to hush, but see, I get excited, like Rev was talking about, when we talk about reading. I had to pay. I'm talking about cash money. I had to pay my two older nephews to read the autobiography of Malcolm X. Now, I'm just going to let that hang out there for a minute. I paid them to read the book.
Well, I just want to really, the callers who are on live stream, please call in to 619-924-0872, you with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We're here talking about the free reading program with our good brother, Marcus Wesson, who is on Ground Zero, who is in the trenches right now, who is going door to door. Who is burning the midnight oil because he loves our children, who's bending over backwards, okay? I mean, he's working overtime that he's not even getting paid for to be on the radio show tonight because of the love of black boys and girls.
That's right.
But I just want to read a little bit of this here real quick. It says, over the 3 weeks, attend a half-day instruction in small classes. They read together as a class. Now, we're talking about our babies who attend this reading program in small groups and independently. Teachers lead weekly workshops to help you learn strategies to teach reading at home. So it's not that Brother Mark is important to read at school, but it's important to read at home. We know that you are the expert on your child's progress, and we are confident that your home is an excellent classroom. I like that word, excellent classroom. Scholars also get 11 new books to read and reread that are theirs to keep. So we're not just talking about, so this program is not just saying, you know, come and, you know, just do all this reading. The program is giving you something, giving you a books. And I like the word called awards. Families who attend all three of the weekly workshops can earn extra awards. Springboard set a growth goal for every child. Students who reach their goals will receive a backpack full of school supplies. Now, let me say this. Usually, Brother Mark, we don't hear about backpacks until it's time to start school.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about giving backpacks full of school supplies at the end of the school year. Every family who attends each workshop and helps their child exceed their goal will also receive a tablet.
Wow. Wow. That's huge.
Okay. I got to go eat some more dip. I just can't believe what I'm reading right here for our little black kings and queens in our community here. I mean, I could go out in the streets and start shouting, right? You know, I told Chief Dyer I wouldn't block any more streets and stuff without a permit. But reading, you know, to go block the streets, say, hey, our babies are getting something. Our families are getting, and that's why I'm so excited. I just want to give a shout out to Rachel here, who's watching us on Facebook. Thank you for tuning in. Also, look like Lynette Smalls, look like Sheila. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Gabrielle, thank you for tuning in tonight. Sherry Martinez, thank you. I miss you from Madison, my baby, Charnel. Get those, my grandbaby signed up, my daughter. Get them signed up. I'm going to send you the number tonight. You should have wrote it down when I said it earlier. Also, Yolan, thank you for tuning in. Brittany, thank you for tuning in. Also, McCoy, thank you for tuning in. This is Nicole Will. Nicole. Oh, that's Nicole. Okay. Thank you for tuning in. Alan is there. Garcia, thank you for tuning in. Who else we got here? Kamisha, Nicole, my daughter, mother, Gabriel. Thank you for tuning in. Victor, pastor, we got a pastor listening tonight. You hear me? We got a pastor tuning in to the show tonight. Okay?
All right.
Happy to hear.
When I see revolutionary pastors listening to my show. Denise, thank you for tuning in. Lisa, thank you, my dear. Chavez, thank you. Love y'all. Paulette, thank you. Christina Alexander, thank all of y'all for tuning in tonight. We have Brother Marcus, who is with us. Oh, man, I was reading some more people jumped on. Sonia, thank you, Smith, for tuning in. Oh, man. I got to go make me some spaghetti. I'm hungry. But Brother Marcus, I mean, what else can we do? What else can we do? You know, I was talking to Wendy. I said, well, Wendy, what do you guys do? She said, Harris, we don't been on TV. We don't been in the advocate. I mean, she's just running it down. I said, well, you got to come on Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show. I said, you know, because we got it going on over here, okay? I said, when we fired up, when we fired up the computer, everybody jumping on, okay? Because they want to hear, see what's really, really going on in the hood, in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, we're doing all we can. She said, Brother Marcus is going door to door. And so, you know, I told Marcus, man, I need some flyers. I told my congregation Sunday. I told them.
See, that's what we need at the pulpit.
I don't have no more excuses. Get those babies over there. You got nieces, nephews. Get them signed up.
That's right.
There's nothing more important.
Yeah.
Marcus, is there anything more important right now than getting our babies signed up?
There's not a single thing more important, because if you're not getting your kids signed up, if you're not getting your kids signed up, you're setting your kids up for failure. If you don't get your kids signed up, you're not looking out for their future, because they need to be able to read. That is the building block for all education.
Thank
you don't have that, it's like you don't have any. You're not going to have anything. You're going to be sitting up here hoping to try to find a way to make it happen. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to end up in jail trying to find a way because you're in survival mode.
You're
cut off from your options. When you have less options, you start doing things that aren't exactly legal. No, actually,
that's
I think there was a study from, I think it was State Farm. They actually said there's a direct correlation between education and poverty and crime.
Wow.
And that's State Farm. They're just looking at the information and the numbers. So we have to make sure, one, that we empower our children to be able to read, so that way they can create opportunities for themselves and for others, and be able to, start molding our next generation. Because we stand on the backs of our people that came before us.
Amen.
And if we don't do our part, they're not going to have, the kids that we have now ain't going to have a future. And this is where we start, getting them in the program.
Yeah.
Reading with them.
Yeah.
The reason why this program was so successful last year, we had an 87% attendance from the parents.
Wow.
To be able to be there on campus.
Yes.
And they had a specialized program just for the parents on those Wednesdays to help them with how to help their kids learn how to read at home.
Wow. That's awesome, Marcus. That is awesome.
That is awesome.
I
want to give the phone number out just one more time to those of you. We're coming toward the end of our show here. I just want to give the phone number out again. If you have a student entering kindergarten to eighth grade in the 2019-2020 school year and would like to participate, please contact A4 office at 559-457-3574. I'm going to repeat that number again, twice. Contact the A4 office at 559-457-3574. That's 559-457-3574. And I also, on my Facebook, I've been sharing, I wrote a little message to our community. I think Madam President, Eileen Reed says she's seen it about the program that I was challenging our African-American community to please sign up our babies, our kings and our queens, so they can go over there and get a tablet, get a backpack.
Yes.
Listen, Brother Marcus, now, this is so cool, okay? Because, you know, Freedom School, we give our backpacks, but traditionally, we give backpacks out when schools start.
Yes,
now, here it is now, we're giving backpacks out at the end of the school year, and within another month or two, you'll get another backpack or something from somewhere else who's donating a backpack. So our children, we are equipping our children with power.
That's right.
With knowledge.
That's right.
With strength. Okay?
That's
with
right.
Understanding. Okay? With fortitude. Right? Understand that I
yes.
am somebody, okay? No matter what the statistics says, I am somebody, and I'm going to do something with my life because I got people like Marcus, people like Wendy,
That's
people
right.
like Dr. Harris, people like
yes.
Aline and all the folks who are here beating the pavement right now, saying, knocking on doors on the radio
That's
show,
right.
TV, saying, get your babies out there.
Get them there.
Lined up.
They need
because
those backpacks.
See, Brother Marcus, from my perspective, you got to go back and listen to the live stream because it wasn't recording on the Blog Talk Radio. So you got to hear the intro I gave you. You got to man, I you know that Obama couldn't have got a better intro than that. It was off the top, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, you know. I'm giving you all kind of kudos, man. You know, I'm like, roll out the red carpet, you know. Where is the security at? You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, God, I'm crazy. I like to have fun on the radio show. But, you know, as we go toward the end of our show, is there anything else, Brother Marcus? I mean, I'm going to keep pushing this to the last day, man. My people... Man, I'm going to push it, man. I told Wendy, I said, I'm going to push it, Wendy. I'm going to push it, I'm going to push it, I'm going to push it.
Yes, yes. So I'm going to say it one more time. Else. We have two programs right now. We have availability in two different programs. One is for our middle school students. We have middle school students for the Bullet Talent location. We still have availability in that one. We also have availability in the West Side, right in the heart of the West Side at Lincoln Elementary. We need to pack those out as much as possible within the next 2 weeks. Okay, and so we can get everything set up with the buses so we can get everybody to and from safely.
All you black pastors, I hope y'all listening. You need to be talking about this from the pulpit. Talk about it from the pulpit.
Please do. The way we started the movement in the civil rights times, it was in the churches.
In the, that's
the churches
right. Come on.
Churches that got us moving. And the movement we need now is in education, so that way we can empower our next generation.
Yes, absolutely.
Brother Marcus, I think you need to come on my show a little bit more. I mean, man, my screen is like a Christmas tree right now. I got all these like folks looking and calling in and watch live stream. You need to come on my show a little bit more. You make my ratings go up, man. I like that. You know, everybody y'all are revolutionary, right? But man, this is my show. My board is all lit up red and people listening. I'm like, whoa, okay. We
go Marcus.
Well,
go
I hope that means they're gonna sign up. That's what I
hope so too.
That's what I would like to say. I hope that means you're signing up. I hope that means that you're talking to your people from your school board in your district and saying that we want the same program. I hope that's what's happening.
Yes. Well, I'm gonna pray on that and tell everybody that I know. Everybody.
I'm gonna say this as we get ready to close. Everybody, this is a very important movement right now for our children. Jokes aside, that this is how we start a revolution, okay, with knowledge, all right? There's nothing that you can buy or you could tell me that's more important than investing knowledge, reading, and math into our children. You can't tell me a house, a car, a boat, a motorcycle. None of that means anything right now. What we're talking about tonight is we have a program that's in our community, in West Fresno, for elementary, kindergarten to the eighth grade. Lincoln School, I believe, is where this is going to take place, okay? This is a known number one program in the nation last year, which our children didn't even get no recognition, okay, for being ranked number one, okay? Now, Brother Marcus told me tonight, and I believe him, that Wendy, who is over this program, is going to make darn sure that those children get recognized for being number one.
Excellent.
See, when you're number one, you, man, listen.
That's right.
let the football team win the Super Bowl. They number one. They celebrate. Let Golden State a basketball team win the championship. They number one. Do you see how they celebrate? So our children need to be recognized, and we need to show our appreciation to the last year's group, because
all
it
their
was
hard
them
work
who paved the way for this year group.
Yes.
See, somebody has to start it all the time. Okay?
Exactly.
And so my point is, in closing, family, is that we have work to do. You have work to do. I mean, it takes nothing to get your phone and say, hey, you got a child, a niece, a nephew, or someone. Call this number, 559-457-3574, and reserve your spot for your child. Because I promise you, at the end of this program, your child's going to get a tablet. Your child is going to get a backpack full of school supplies. Your child is going to eat. Your child needs transportation that's going to be there. And they're around people who love them.
That's
right.
See
with excellence.
Yes.
So, Brother Marcus, I just want to thank you for coming on our show. Now, you got to come on our show again because my ratings went up tonight, okay? You got to promise me to come back on. Gotta promise you gotta come back on. All right.
Hey, I always just like you dropping on. Come out for me, I'll come out for you, brother.
All right.
We're gonna go ahead and close it, brother Mark. We want to follow up after June 6th. If you want to come back on the show again, just let us know. We'll be more than happy to have entertain you to come on our show again, Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter show. And if Sister Wendy wants to come on our show, she's welcome to come on our show, too. This is her show. This is Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter show. We are rolling hard here on the Golden West Side. Fresno, ain't nobody stopping us now. This is the Fresno Freedom School song that we play every time during our Harvest Fest. Ain't nobody stopping us now. Nobody. Together, we're pushing up our ass. We're pushing up our ass.